take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Climatech, a professional air with host Travis Thompson.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, Travis Thompson is joining us from Climatech. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really excited. You heard me kind of rambling before. I'm just excited about life in general today. I was reminiscing on air pretty much and having fun. But it is Earth Day.
It is. It is. And I actually didn't know until I heard you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I try to keep up. I have my oldest is very intuitive with taking care of the planet, animals. Mm-hmm. He's just that's his strengths. Even right. This morning, I got frustrated and I feel bad. I feel like I should apologize on air. Trying to get all of them to put their shoes on and get into the car ends up my neighbors hear me like screaming, "Get your shoes on! Why is your shoes on yet?" But he was like, "Oh my goodness, look, the worm is over here. I need to move him so we don't step on him." I'm like, "Oh boy." You know, and I'm not going to lie, I do the same thing. Like if I find a worm,
right,
you know, struggling. But he's like it's better for our dirt if he's going back into the dirt. He's not
he's
wrong.
Right. Yeah, like, he's right. That's very good. Very good.
So he helped me out with the Earth Day thing. But when it comes to Earth Day, you could probably give us some tips and things maybe to just like all of that is connected to the way that we live.
It is.
Right?
I mean, it is. And that's what I thought when I heard you, on the show before. You know, there's a few little things that are pet peeves that I see a lot of. And one of them that's the biggest one is energy waste. And I'm not saying that you have to, go overboard with it. But at the same time, technology has changed a lot, especially in the air conditioning business in the last 10 years. And your air conditioning system is the largest majority of your energy consumption in your home. Mm-hmm. So anything we can do to lower that consumption not only lowers your power bill, but it's good for the planet. I mean, you're not using as much energy. You're not spiking the grid that we have to keep building bigger and bigger power plants for. So a lot of the things that we're seeing in both the mini split world and the variable speed systems that we sell, those things are very easy on power, and that's one thing that's a plus. So it's just another, I just thought about that when I heard you talking about it. That is something that you could tie to it. The other thing is a big thing I hear a lot are people that bleach their drain lines. I hear that all the time. And I'm not a guy out there hugging a tree to keep somebody from cutting it down. But at the same time, if you add up all that bleach, you're just walking outside with a gallon of bleach and pouring it in the ground. Mm-hmm. And we really shouldn't be doing that.
The bleach is very harsh.
It is. And it's not good for your system. A lot of the things that we see from it, that bleach sits in the drain line and the air actually tries to suck that back up. So a lot of the fumes come back up into the AC system. And they get in your house, but before they even get in your house, they actually start to corrode the coils and things like that inside the unit. So a lot of times we'll see heavy bleach users, their coils will corrode a lot faster than others. Not to mention the bleach sitting in that PVC line will actually deteriorate the actual glue that holds the PVC line together and things like that. So it's got a lot of negative with it and not a lot of positive, because there are other things that we can do. They make products for that are not harsh, that don't hurt the environment, that you could definitely use to be better off.
Right. And so actually, a little story time with bleach. I used to be like a bleach user. Mm-hmm. I pretty much remember only buying white sheets, buying mm-hmm. white clothing, everything, so I could just throw it in the wash. I thought that was the cleanest thing. I was more focused on getting things clean.
Right.
And I cleaned with bleach at work when I worked at a children's fitness center. Mm-hmm. And so I was just used to being around it. Never bothered me. But about 6 years ago, it wasn't bleach that did it, but a can of Lysol exploded and got into my mouth and into my lungs. Oof. And I ended up suffering from chemical burns and had scar tissue, still have scar tissue on my lungs. And I went through some testing up until recently, and I'm still severely allergic to not just ammonia, but bleach as well. So I can't have any products like that in my home. And even if it's in, like, we have Lysol wipes to use if people want to use them when they come over in the bathroom or whatever. Because sometimes when you have guests, they feel more comfortable with it. But I can't use them as soon as I am around them. And it's just like you said, like all that bleach eventually, it will corrode things, including outside wherever it's dumping into.
That's right. You know? It's usually dumping right next to your outdoor unit, which is not good because, you know, it's in the water. Water evaporates. It takes that with it. And anywhere that stuff lands is very corrosive. So it's just not a good idea to use it. You know, I fuss sometimes because my wife loves it. It does smell really good. It makes a house smell really clean, bathroom smell clean, but it's toxic and it's stuff that we probably should use as least of as possible anyway. And definitely not something we want in our air conditioning system.
Well, I will say I actually switched over to, and I'm not saying it's much better, and I use it sparingly, but borax powder. Mm-hmm. Especially like, you know, the toilets and the bathrooms, you scrubbing like the grout or whatever to get it clean. I use a little bit of that with some dish soap and a good scrub brush, and it works a lot. But like when it comes to your air conditioning system, now I have a question about the outside unit. I was doing yard work the other day. Yes, you should be proud of me. And the one part of the yard that I was working on is right around the AC unit. And I kind of like peeked in because there was like a piece of a stick stuck in the side. And I looked into the unit and we have a giant, massive live oak and all the dead leaves have been falling. They're in the bottom of the unit. Should I worry about that?
Yeah, it really needs to be cleaned out from time to time, because what that does is it's the leaves themselves are not that bad, but they hold moisture. So anything that's in the bottom of that unit that could corrode, it's going to hold that moisture there. And what we see a lot of are the bottoms of the units themselves start to rot out and rust. They use steel canister dryers in a lot of units, and the steel canister dryer will rust. And if it rusts, you actually start to get Freon leaks. So it can cause a lot of problems. You also, that coil on the outside, which is made to remove heat, that coil goes all the way to the bottom. So if we've got a stack of leaves in there, the bottom 3, 4, 5, 6 inches, whatever you've got there of that coil is basically useless, not doing anything. So you can't get air across it. So for multiple reasons, it needs to be cleaned out from time to time. And there are ways to keep those leaves from getting in there as often once you get them cleaned out.
Okay.
We've seen people use like 1/4-inch hardware mesh, which is a screen but with like 1/4-inch size holes in it, and actually drape that and find a way to attach it to the grate on top of the unit. That way the leaves will actually land on that 1/4-inch grate, and then when the fan comes on, it just blows the leaves off. So it's not a fix everything, but it keeps a lot of those leaves out of there. And we've got different, you know, some systems, one system we sell actually comes, we can get a top for it to keep stuff out of it. But if you've got a system in place that doesn't have something made for it, you can go to the hardware store and actually make stuff like that that works pretty well.
Okay. I like that. So that's something maybe people don't think about doing, like looking inside. I guess I got nosy, like, hey, what's going on in there?
I made you curious.
At first I was actually getting mad. The reason I looked in is because I was getting mad I couldn't pull the piece of the stick out. And I was like, I don't want to lose my finger in case the AC comes on. Also be mindful of that. And I wasn't sticking it, like, obviously in the fan, but it was on the side. And so I like peeked over and was like, I don't think you guys belong in there. We should probably clean you out. But it does help being curious a little bit. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's about 9:44 here. We're chatting with Travis Thompson from Climatech of Professional Air. If you have a question, 437-1620, please feel free to text or call in. Somebody just texted in. Our system is blowing hot air. Can you still add Freon to an older system?
You can. They make blends that are made to replace. If you've got an older R22 system, you can replace it with a blend. The blend does lose some capacity. So if you've got a 2-ton unit and you do have to go to a blend, you're not going to get the full, you know, capacity of the system you had before. But there are ways to get by if that's what you need to do. There can be things done to do that. You know, if you're blowing hot air and the outside unit is still running, that may be what's going on there. Compressor may not be running. But, you know, it's definitely something we could take a look at and try to give you some options.
Okay. Freon. I thought that was used in cars. Or am I wrong?
Freon is actually a name that DuPont owns, and all of it is refrigerant. So the word Freon is actually a proper name for that DuPont owns that. They labeled it Freon years and years and years ago. Okay. So everybody just uses Freon, but it's actually refrigerant, and they all have different numbers and letters that correlate with what they are and how they're blended. And the older refrigerant that was used forever was R22, and I don't know exactly how long ago now, 14, 15 years ago or more, they came out with 410A, which got labeled Puron. So a lot of people say Puron, some people say 410A. Mm-hmm. But 410A is the refrigerant number that is used in the refrigerant, the stuff we're selling today. And they phased out R22 to where, you know, they made it very, very expensive, and then they had to quit making parts for it. They had to quit making systems that were compatible. So we can still get some parts, and they had to come out with different refrigerants that are actually made to replace the 22 that are better for the environment.
Okay.
And that's what happened. And again, like I said, when they make a blend to replace another Freon, you never get quite as good as the old stuff did as far as performance.
Sure.
But you can get by with it if that's your option and that's what you need to do.
Okay. There you go. I hope that helped you out right there. 437-1620. You know, when we're talking about Earth Day, and we were just talking about how things change throughout time to really like help the earth, you know, be more sustainable, help reduce energy costs. What has been the best way just throughout your experience that has helped reduce not just the cost of running ACs, but the overall like well-being of our homes and of the earth itself?
Well, I think really what we see the most of is clean. You know, if I think back to when I started doing this job and even today, the number one problem that we see overall that either takes energy, takes cooling capacity, kills units earlier than they should is dirt. Mm-hmm. You know, dirt and mold, it's in places that you can't see it if you don't go looking for it. And if you're not having your system serviced regularly, it's not going to get caught. And what happens there is you don't know it until it's caused a problem. And by the time it's caused a problem, it's pretty bad. So now you've got to fix the problem and deal with the dirt to get things really back to where they're supposed to be. And, you know, as systems get older and older, it's kind of like a car. You once it gets old, repairing it may lead to another repair and another repair and another repair. Whereas if you stay on top of it, a lot of times, not always, they're mechanical devices, but you can prolong how long in between breakdowns. And if you add 4 or 5 years to that unit life, then you did a great job and all your money was made sense, you know?
Right. So kind of just like we should with our bodies and with everything, you know, keeping it in check and
that's right.
Having maintenance. That maintenance helps. And I will tell you with the car thing, you know, I have never been a car person, but yeah, regular maintenance helps. And thankfully my husband is good at that and he can go and look at it and he's like, oh, that's wrong. So, you know, but with your AC too, noticing things that are just a little bit off. I mean, the little issues that we see and I'm kind of like, this doesn't seem right. It's better to be safe and err on the side of caution.
Right.
Then later on regret that you didn't.
Right.
Didn't do something. Actually, in fact, so this question came in, do air purifiers work? I think that's what I just said. Or do they help, I guess?
They do help. There's a broad range of air purifiers. They've got, you know, some that are built for a single room. They've got some that are built for a whole house. The technology behind them a lot of times is similar, but sometimes I see a lot of them that might do just a little bit of good, and they're marketed to do a whole lot of good, if that makes any sense.
Oh, right. They promise all the things, but they
don't
really.
Yes, I've even seen things that claim to remove humidity, but yet they don't drain out any water. well, if you're collecting water, you got to get rid of it. And, you know, there's so there's
where's it going?
Yeah, you got to put it somewhere. So, and the same thing for some of the indoor air quality products. I've seen some of them that are very, very good, that do a fabulous job, and I've seen some of them that not quite so much. I haven't seen many of the room-by-room indoor air quality products that are very effective. I mean, they are, but I guess that's why they're made for a small room. The ones that we're seeing now, some of this newer technology, the things with bipolar ionization, which is, that's what's in the Remy Halo we talk about, mm-hmm. And then the some of the air purifiers that we sell to actually attach to the units, those things are incredible, the way they stop. But like we talked about before, you still can get stuff coming in through your windows and doors. So, you know, you clean up the air in your house, and then every time you open the door, you're letting something in and out. So you just keep that in mind, and that's why I'd like to, you know, ward people off that want to get rid of dust. You're not going to get rid of dust. You can cut it down.
Right.
And you can definitely do a lot of things for the allergens in your home. You can do a lot of things for the bacteria, the viruses, and all that stuff. But you still have to keep treating it, because things are coming in and out through the open pathways, which are windows, doors, and fireplaces, anywhere else they can come in.
Right. Especially like this time of year when we're seeing all the pollen and everything coming off, and
right.
It seems like we get a little bit of a break here, and then all of a sudden it starts again. And yep. So I feel right now we're in a break little bit, right? And
right.
So, but it's going to start again. So you have a nice day. Like today we opened our windows.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming in the house, and then you're like, okay.
Yeah. Look at,
you know, but I will say, so backing up to the air purifier, the other thing is like with an air purifier, you know, and I've seen them, I've had them before. In fact, I ended up throwing some away, I hate to admit that, because they were so much to maintain.
Right.
It became extra work for me. Right. And I was like, this isn't worth it. I'll take the dirty air. But when it's built into your system, that can probably also, I'm assuming, and that's also a question, it can be a little bit more sustainable than having that extra unit sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Running all the time.
Yep.
And then you're paying for the extra air filters, because a lot of them come
right.
with those air filters. You have to change them out every 30 days if
right.
you really want it to work properly,
right.
or if you have pets, multiple pets,
mm-hmm.
Or you have windows open and lots of carpets, whatever it is. But it might work out in a sustainable, just in a sustainable way to go with the built-in
mm-hmm.
air purifier.
The AccuClean that we sell, to me, is the most effective one I've seen. It collects everything. I mean, it's down to, I believe, a 0.03 micron. It's down
Whoa.
Into the it stops the flu virus. It actually physically stops it. So this kind of a collection system that's collecting things smaller than we can see is keeping things like mold spores. And that's the biggest one for me, because these systems, I have seen it happen now. I've seen it work for many, many years, that air conditioning systems with this application on it do not allow mold spores to get into the unit. Because if a mold spore gets in the unit, it grows. And then it just starts growing more and more and more. And before you know it, your coil's full of mold spores. And we've got systems now that are beyond 10 years old that we can go look at that are just like the day we installed them. They are that clean.
Wow.
So that means that system is staying that clean. Therefore, the air that it's delivering to the house is that clean. And it's a once every 6 months, rinse it out with water, put it back in. I mean, that's the maintenance on it. It is very low maintenance. It's got a 10-year warranty. It is, to me, the best one I personally know of.
What was that one called again?
That's the AccuClean.
The
it's
AccuClean.
Actually, yeah, it actually has to be installed underneath the air handler unit. So it's a pretty big deal to install it. It ain't something you just buy and take home and plug in. And that's the only drawback to it. It's a little bit involved to get it in and make sure that you can access it, because we have some places we just can't install it. If it's a situation where a closet's not quite big enough, or the air handler, or maybe the duct system's not designed properly, there are places I have to just walk away. And I had one happen not long ago. You know, the system was in a closet, and it was so tall that we didn't have room, because these filters are 6 inches thick, and I couldn't lift the unit 6 inches. I was going to hit the ceiling. So we just couldn't do it without doing some major modifications. And the people
right.
were literally moving into a brand new house. We didn't want to cut the house up.
No.
So we went with the LED Remy in that one only. But so there are a few limitations to it, but to me, it's the best one I've seen. That thing's incredible.
But if it doesn't work, there are options, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, this one, we went to the LED Remy, which a lot of times we put those in together. That's like a double whammy of just wonderful indoor air quality. But in this case, we went with the LED Remy, and yeah, they've been very pleased with it. So that one's been well.
Okay, so a double with the Remy Halo, mm-hmm. does that, is that just like an attachment, or do you have to do some major?
The Remy Halo is not near as involved. It does have an installation process into the main power of the unit and things like that, but it's not going to be nearly as involved as something like the AccuClean is.
Okay. Excellent. I did want to ask you, it's about 9:55 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're chatting with Travis from Climatech of Professional Air. Hey, are there any promotions or anything going on?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
But I can't tell you.
Oh, no. Why?
I'm actually
worst.
I'm cutting it today, but it doesn't start for a couple of days. So we've got something actually very exciting coming out. We've never done anything like this before. So
I thought you were holding out on me.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I just can't say quite yet, seriously. But I am actually cutting the commercial for it today, so it should come out here before I'm on next time. So
nice.
I'm excited about it. We're going to see how this goes. We're adding something. Everything kind of seems to be the same every year, you know, with air conditioners and rebates and things like that. So we decided to try to sweeten the pot a little bit and see what happens with it. So I'm
okay.
excited. You have to listen, though. You have to go, you know, you can go to my website, find it here in a new, I'd say, I don't know, 3 to 4 days. I don't want to put anybody under pressure.
You guys better get it together if you're listening.
No.
We're putting a time clock on it.
All's good, but well, I think it'll be good.
Yeah, no, okay, so that's awesome. That's something for people to look forward to, especially as we are heading into deep clean spring season and trying to reduce all the pathogens and molds that are about to just start producing like wildfire. I hate saying that because there was a fire yesterday, but it's going to happen because it's going to keep getting more humid. Today is a perfect day.
It is. Other than the pollen that everybody's kind of sniffling with, everything's perfect out there right now.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to thank all my lucky stars because I feel like my allergies are under control today. So something's going well, right? But if you do want to follow along with Travis, also, you know, stay tuned to News Radio, of course, always. And then also find them on Facebook. You can go ahead and check out their website as well, and that's climatechproair.com. And if they want to get a hold of you,
850-857-4700.
All right. And so with promos, it's really funny too. That was like a teaser, and I didn't see one. That's why I was asking, because I always like try to double check. But you know, if you're looking to upgrade or whatever it is that you want to do, or like you said, boost your air purification game,
absolutely,
this is the best way to do it. And I like what you said. Hey, if we don't have that way for you, we'll make a way.
Yeah, and I don't want to, you know, that AccuClean is wonderful, but I don't want to ever put it somewhere that it's not going to be the best fit for someone. So I'll be honest with them, tell them what I think. Obviously I think it's the best, but sometimes it's you have to do it a different way. And I know we talk about it and say it a lot on the show, but every house is unique, so we have to go in and actually look and see what's the best fit for each one.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll get those leaves cleaned out of my
outdoor unit.
So, because what I guarantee you, if I hadn't been nosy, I would have looked in there eventually. I would have been like, oh no, why did I just let this? Because with the way that leaves are and the way they fold, eventually they're just going to get caught into the little cracks. So that's something I'm gonna remember. I'm going to harass you about it, okay?
That's fine. Let me know. We see them get really bad. We've seen them,
you know,
6-8 inches thick in the bottom of a unit and actually rust out the bottom of a compressor. I mean, they hold moisture.
All right, so that's our tip for you today. Go be nosy outside and look in your outdoor unit. Especially
can do you some good.
Yes, exactly. Travis, thank you so much.
Thank you.